that he is my servant, he is my husband, all this lying to me. But up to that time, marriage is not done. A lady can think now, when will be married? When will be married? Very sweet thing will be. But after marriage, before marriage, if you are meeting to that new coming husband, that anyone can tell, oh, her character is not okay. But after marriage, no need of being again married. So, when we are in sadhana, don't do all these things. So, if it is needed, mantra is needed in worldly sadhana, and if we have sarup siddhi, and after that we are coming to vastu siddhi, no need of these mantras. Then, my beloved, where you are, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called when he went to Jagannath. Krishna mantra haita hai sansar mochan, Krishna naam haita pai Krishna prem dhan. Mochan means, what is the meaning of mochan? Where is Nadi? Nadi is near, not near. तुम बतला सकता है, तुम भी बैठा था 5 mile दूर, you will sit 5 miles away from me.
मोचन मैंने help to clear away,
but not to clear away.
The bondage.
Without mantra we have no relation with Krishna. In this world, having this relationship, and we can chant name, then we can purify more and have realize the, all these things in sadhana dasa, and in ripen matured dasa, it will come clearly. When mango is in not ripen, but pure matured, not ripen but matured, understand?
Green.
Full
but not.
It has gone to his say. But there is difference between ripen and between
unripen.
No taste. So when we are practicing, everything we will do in this world, we will learn all these things in Sarup Siddhi, and in Vastu Siddhi all will clear, and practically we will do this. Like very baby having two dolls, one lady and one woman, a man, they make marriage. Very little baby, they don't know what is marriage, but it's still baby. But doing so, when they are married, then everything they know. So practicing everything in sadhana dasa, sadhana se karibe jaha,
sadhana bhabibe jaha,
siddhi se paibe jaha. What you will think in sadhana, like I am friend of Krishna, I am following Siddham, Subal, Madhu Mangal, I am obeying them, I am very good, beautiful shape of cowherd. And if he will give up this body, thinking like so, a very good transcendental state will come. You will have. And really, you will feel that. Like Bharat Maharaj, he was thinking of deer and left his body, and he became deer. Why he will not? surely. So in sadhana bhakt we will think in siddhi the same thing there. Ashtakali lila is, if you are doing and serving Krishna in a special mode, that atmospheric mode will come right after that. If you are obeying proper, in proper way, you should come here, always sit here, nearby. In sadhana avastha, abhakti, all our activities and all our cultivation are not actually bhakti, not sadhana. When we, our objective is to have bhava bhakti, what we are cultivating, or all senses, by all senses
practicing.
Then, having the more that I will have bhava bhakti, then it will be sadhana. Otherwise, it is sadhana bhas. Sadhana bhas. Abhas, you know?
Semblance of sadhana.
Not actually sadhana. Because you don't know anything about sadhana and what is your goal. Knowing all your goals and how to cultivate your all senses of bhakti, then it may be sadhana. And when the object of our mood, bhava bhakti, will be swarup siddhi, Krishna prem, then it will be bhava bhakti, otherwise not bhava bhakti. So we should clear all these things. Then we can proceed on sadhana. Otherwise we cannot do any sadhana. Only chanting will not do. Those who are chanting, some becomes like Mayavadi, some Sajiya, some have some worldly gains, some are involved in mukti, some go to Narayan Lok, some to Ayodhya, some to Dwarka, Mathura Puri, and among them so rare go to Krishna in Braja, and in them rare to Dasya Bhakti of Krishna, and in them rare to Krishna as a Sakha, Sudam Shubha. Very, very rare are like Nanda Baba and Yashoda, and very among them, very rare. What thing?
Madhurya
Rasa. And in them, very rare, in the line of Rupa Goswami. So we are coming in this line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Manovittam
Sahapitam Jena Bhutale Vahim Rupa Kadamayam Sadhapita Kadamikam.
Anyone knowing not all these things, uttering this slok, he has no realization at all what the meaning of this slok. What is this Svapadam Sthikam? He will not. So much, I think, our classes are going well. Like East Goshti, you are free to question anything. I am now beginning my Srimad Bhagavat class. In morning we will discuss about
Upadesamrita
and all these teachings. How we can enter in bhakti. Also this will add it. It will make greed Bhagavatam. I want to clear one thing more. What is the basic difference between Gita and Bhagavata? Some devotees have the opinion that I don't regard Gita. Myself, I disregard Gita. But this is the same thing with Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami. He has not disregarded, and I am also not going to disregard Gita. But sometimes I say like Swamiji, I have read anywhere, you may remember, that Gita is first book of devotional
ABC. Beginning.
And Srimad Bhagavatam,
postgraduate,
PhD, last year. So he has told like so. He has disregarded Gita by telling. This is the fact. But for beginners, it is not told like so. Otherwise, their faith, they will lose their faith. Na janayet karma sangina.
Na
buddhi bheda janayet karma sangina. Don't disturb karma. That should gradually come towards devotional services. So, something is told for them. Gita is essential because this is the ground. But you know, you should know this fact. Vyasadeva has divided Vedas in four: Rig Veda, Sam Veda, Yajur Veda, Atharva Veda. He has explained Gita, Upanishad. He has done compiled almost all 18th Upa Puran, 18th Sakha Puran, 36th Puran,
54.
He has done Mahabharat, 18th Parva,
Canto,
18th Parva, Parva, you know?
Canto.
Also Gita is 18th chapter of same Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, of same Mahabharata. It was finished, it was compiled, but yet Vyasa was not satisfied. And he was not thinking that why I am not pleased, my Atma is not so happy, why? Gita was there, he has done in Mahabharata, and it was prominent, but yet why he was not satisfied? See? So Gita was there, but he was not satisfied. But when Srimad Bhagavat was compiled, then he became happy. So there is something lacking in Gita. It is for beginners, no doubt, but for advanced, nothing is there. There is only Saranagati, which is the door of bhakti. The door is not itself bhakti, but it gives entrance in bhakti realm. And that is why you know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that Sarvadharman Pratyajam, he told that, oh, it is bhajya. It is? That is right. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dishonoring Gita by telling this. What he was telling? So doing comparison is not bad thing, not dishonoring. When we will tell that Ram, Krishna is supreme personality of God. Ram is same by Siddhanta. Siddhanta tas abhede api. Krishna
Sarupayo
Rasena Utkrishyate Krishna Upamesha Rasasthiti. By Ras, Krishna is supreme. So this is not dishonoring Ram, not dishonoring Mahavishnu or Dwarkadhish by telling this. So Swamiji Maharaj has not dishonored Gita. Because in itself in Srimad Bhagavati it is written that he was not happy, he was lacking something. At that time Gita was done. Mahabharata was done. Still he was not happy. So there is something like this. No frame there. How to develop Krishna consciousness? Frame? This system is not there. Only out external things like doing saranagati. Getting all knowing stuff established. In fact, this is the main object of Gita. That we are not this body, we are not mind, we are part and parcel of Krishna. And it has not been clearly said that. It has been told, but in a covered way. What has been told in Srimad Bhagavat and Chaitanya Chaitamrita very vividly in the dialogue of Sanatana Goswami, everything is clear that in Gita it is not clear. How to love Krishna is not told there. That is why we are coming to conclusion by Srimad Bhagavatam. For Srimad Bhagavatam it has been told that Nigamakalpataror Galitanga Phalam Sukhamukhad Amrita Gavasan Yutam Srimata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhuraho Rusika Bhubha. For Gita it has been told Sarva Upanishad Gavo Dugdha Gupalanandana Partho Vasa Sudil Bhokta Gita Matam Mahat. Compare this slok. For the glorification of Gita it has been told Sarv Upanishado Gavo. All the Upanishads are like cows. Krishna is milkman. And Vatsavane cock is Arjun. Arjun is in the place of cock. Milk is not, all milk is not for cow. Only some and other milk is for Sudhi, Bhakta. Those who are Sudhi. Sudhi means Bhakta. Their buddhi is so thick. Wisdom is thick. Mind is established. Not going anywhere. That they want to become Bhakta. They want to come in the line of Bhakti. So they are Sudhi. So this Gita is for them for primary stage. That you are not, this body is not myself, or mind is not ourself. You should tolerate all the worldly things. And you should think that I am part and parcel of Krishna. Mamai vanto jiva loke jivabhuta sanatana. Be sthiti pragya. Sthit pragya means? What is the meaning of sthit pragya?
What? Undeviated, unwavering knowledge, unwavering
understanding.
That I am so part and parcel of Krishna. We have nothing to do with worldly things. We should not be attached in worldly things. Be fixed. Do you fix your mind in Krishna consciousness? This is sthiti pragya. If sukh and dukh, hani, maran, jivan, labh, that death and birth, suffering and sorrow, hotness and coldness, all kinds of suffering may come. You should tolerate. These are for very few moments. So you should tolerate and always engage your mind, your body, your soul, everything in Krishna. All your senses. He is telling to engage, but not engage still. And if we will offer all practices and everything to the lotus feet of Krishna, surrendering ourselves, then Krishna easily may give all these things and he will make us enter in bhakti realm. But our effort will not do. Our effort is very weak. But Krishna will is so strong. In a moment he can turn anyone. So we should not have so much faith on our activities in our sadhana bhajan, but we let faith on Krishna. If you are avoiding the rules of Vedic culture, giving of wife, giving of son, giving of husband, giving your Gurudev if he is not in helping mood, no harm. Krishna is telling that I will ask you everything. You should take shelter in me. So Nigama Kalpata Roru Gali Sarva Upanishado Gavo. Only the extracts of Upanishad is Gita. Understand? Sarva Upanishado Gavo Dogha Gopala Namdana. The teachings of all the Upanishads about Tattva, who am I? Who is Krishna? Who is Prabrahma? What is Yogamaya? What is Mahamaya? What is Bhakti? What is Illusory Maya? All these things. But in his Upanishads, very rare are explaining Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Prem. Very few, like Gopal.
Gopal Tapani
Upanishad. Not so much. And all tells or Mukti is our supreme object.
Ultimate goal.
So we don't follow practically Upanishad in our Rasa Upasana. Only to know who am I, we are not worldly things, our body is not myself, we are part and parcel of Krishna. We should not engage our senses in being attached to worldly. This is Upanishad. So, Sarva Upanishad, form and substance are all are is. So, it has been called Gita Upanishadam. Gita is like Upanishad. But for Srimad Bhagavatam, Nigam Kalpa Saroor Galitam, compare this slope. Sarva Nigam Kalpa Saroor. Nigam means whole Vedas, including all Upanishads, including all Purans, Mahabharata also, aspect of Mahabharata, aspect of Gayatri, Om, everything is Srimad Bhagavatam. Partly Gita, but in a whole, Krishna Sarup is Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna is Himself told that Srimad Bhagavatam, myself is Srimad Bhagavatam. What is love? Yes, love. Ya Krishna.
Samadhi Devam
Karunani. Samadhi Devam Karunani Dharnam. Tamal Varanam Tuhidavataram. Apara Sansar Samudra Seetum. Bhajamahe Krishna. Bhagavatam Krishna Swarupam. For Gita it has been not told. 12th canto is the 12 parts of
Krishna's body.
In Gita, Krishna Prem, how anyone loves Krishna, it has not clear there. So it is primary book. So Vyasa was not satisfied, even he has compiled Mahabharata. So Srimad Bhagavata is more superior. It is for Postgraduate in this world, postgraduate in Krishna Prem. So, Narad Goswami told Vyasadeva, you have met so many Purans and all these things. You have taught everything, all tattva. In Gita, he has told so many tattva. In Puran, so many tattva. So he has told, in Mahabharata, all tattva has been given. But what is prem? And who is the head personality of Godhead? Supreme Personality. You are told in other Purans that Ganesh, the having the head of
elephant
is the Supreme Personality. Somewhere we are told that she is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes telling him that Durga is Supreme Personality. You are confused of. Someone are confused that all are saints. So you should establish this. Establish truth. Don't
confuse
anyone. Especially, Yajna told how Krishna is controlled, how he is so much pleased to anyone. We have not told anywhere how Srimad Bhagavat Krishna is ocean of rasa. When Krishna is ocean of rasa, then Brahma, Parabrahma, he is not ocean of rasa. When he is with associates of Vaikuntha, he is ocean of rasa. No, he is not ocean of rasa. He is the ocean of opulence. But he should also know that being in Swarga, the ocean of opulence is more than Narayan and anyone. But if can dive in the ocean of Madhur. Understand? Himalaya is so high, but he can sink in Pacific Ocean, so deep. So like Pacific Ocean is Madhur Ras and Himalaya is like opulence. Is it like in Braja, opulence is like go to Haridwar. Ganges is coming and give 100 bags of salt in Ganges, in Haridwar. And common now in Calcutta, in Hooghly River, where he is going to meet with sea. Will you test some salty sea in that water?
No.
Why?
Gone.
Water is so, such endless water there, that 10,000 bags of salt is nothing. So, Dwarka has more opulence than Vaikuntha. But in Vrindavan, Mathura is so deep, like Pacific Ocean, more than Pacific Ocean, that the Himalayan of opulence sinks there. No trace at all. Covered totally. In Braja there are so many actions. So you have not attained all these things anywhere in Gita. So you should try to. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead indeed. But he is controlled by prema. Prema is more superior than Radha and Krishna. Prem makes dance to Krishna and Radha and all gopis. That prominency is prem. You understand? Understanding this? In the Braja, Krishna is not supreme. But Krishna prem is supreme. By this prem, makes dance to Krishna, to gopis, to Yashoda and all. So our more object is Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem Prayojan. Anywhere it has not told that Krishna is Supreme Goal. Krishna Prem is Supreme Goal. If you have not that Prem, you cannot serve Krishna. You cannot serve Srimati Radhika. So that should be prominency of such the phrase. In Srimad Bhagavat it has been established. Krishna sometimes goes to Javas. He has changed his dress. He has become like
a student,
beggar student. Having sacred place on sandal, wooden sandal, having
umbrella
of
palm leaf,
and some box here, and telling that,
Alak Niranjan.
What is Alak Niranjan?
Impersonalist.
No face, no attributes, no shakti, power, no qualities at all. That is Alak Niranjan. Anyone cannot see him, anyone cannot realize him. He is not so much a